All right, 10:52, Scott Chandler coming up at 11:30. Patrick Mahomes has no symptoms. He is back in a limited role on the practice field today. This time of the year, it's more mental reps than anything. But are you really surprised? If there was any doubt, there's no way Kansas City would put his health ahead of the championship. And it's okay for Kansas City to continue to be vague. But did we ever think that he was not going to play on Sunday? So he is back in a limited role today, which we've seen quarterbacks in this COVID-19 NFL season have missed an entire week of on-field, and they've done everything Zoom, and they've been okay on Sunday. So that is good news for Kansas City as the championship games are coming up on Sunday. You could have snow in Green Bay and rain and cold in Kansas City. Remember George, with the weather, it is all mental.
Right.
Quick little nugget, because this will become a story here in the state tomorrow regarding the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln, which is slated for March 11th through the 13th. Somebody looked at the Nebraska volleyball home schedule and realized that the home of Nebraska volleyball, the Devaney Center, they have a pair of matches scheduled that same weekend. So the Devaney Center will be unavailable. Will the entire tournament possibly be played in Pinnacle Bank Arena? Which isn't Pinnacle Bank Arena is being turned into a vaccination site as well. That's it. Just bring it all to Omaha. You people in Lincoln, you tried hard enough for 1 year. Just bring it to Omaha. Let us have it. It's okay. You'll get it back. But I wonder if it will be entirely in Pinnacle Bank Arena. Because what is the inside? Does anybody know what the inside of Pershing looks like? Could you do a throwback and go back to Pershing Auditorium?
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know what it looks like inside. I mean, I know it's been vacant for a while, and I think they finally, in Lincoln, figured out the plans for it.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't go to a high school. Please don't go to a high school. If we can work it out, let's have the whole tournament at Pinnacle Bank Arena. But there will be a board meeting tomorrow for the NSAA, and they will look at all of their options. I'm sure option 1 through 5 will be keeping it in the city of Lincoln. Even with limited capacity, there are still dollars with beds and heads to be made. But somebody forgot to tell Nebraska, the Boys State Basketball Tournament is supposed to be here. You know, you guys are having this weird season. You're playing in our season. But I just popped up yesterday. Somebody's looking at the schedule going, hey, wait a minute. We'll see. All right, so speaking of basketball, tonight Providence is in town to take on Creighton. Don't forget, that's a 6 o'clock tip. That game has been moved up here on the Zone. Important game for Creighton coming off the loss against Butler. We'll see if Marcus Zagorowski is back. But probably even more important for Providence, who they don't have much of a tournament resume right now. And so it's a big week for them, and they need something to build their resume. And, of course, a win on the road against Creighton would go a long way to establishing at least one good point on their resume. But Creighton is a 10-point favorite in tonight's game, and Providence always plays Creighton tough, whether it be earlier this year out in Rhode Island or in some great games that these two teams have played downtown. So that's 6 o'clock tonight. You'll, of course, hear all the pre, the play, and the post right here on the Zone. But if we flash back, and I can guarantee that tonight this will come up on one of the graphics for FS1. I seem to have a lot of these moments. Yesterday was the 19th anniversary of the Tuck Rule game, and it's one of those sporting events where you can go, I remember where I was when that happened. I remember where I was 7 years ago today, which I think is one of, if not the, heck, I'm going to go hyperbole, the best day ever in the state of Nebraska for college basketball. On that date, Creighton is playing at number 4, Villanova, at the Wells Fargo Arena. Nebraska is playing at Pinnacle Bank Arena against number 17, Ohio State, a team that a couple of weeks prior had beaten Nebraska under Tim Miles by 31. So I'm in Lincoln for that game. It's, year 2 of Miles' tenure. and Creighton is going to play in Philadelphia. And, you know, Creighton is now new into the Big East. And Villanova was number four in the country. And that was an early game. I think the Nebraska game was a 7 o'clock tip. Creighton was a 6 o'clock tip Central Time. And if it was 6 o'clock in Philadelphia, the game was over at about 6:07 because the first 9 possessions for Creighton were threes. And Creighton would hit 21 threes in the game. Ethan Rogge would go crazy. He had 27. Doug McDermott, what did he have, 5 threes? He had 23. And Creighton absolutely destroyed number 4 Villanova, 96-68. I mean, people all around college basketball were pausing because they couldn't believe the shooting display by Creighton on that day and that they had completely dismantled a really good Villanova team. And I was watching it on my phone, and I was like, no, there's something wrong here with the game cast. There's no way that you go 9 for 9 right out of the gate. That was the case. The game was over. But as that game was over just a few minutes in, at Pinnacle Bank Arena, number 17 Ohio State and Nebraska are playing. And Nebraska had not won a Big Ten game. They were 0-5. They may have been 500 coming into that game. And at the time, that would become Tim Miles' biggest victory at Nebraska. Nebraska beat number 17 Ohio State. What also I remember about that game, Pettaway played well, is the students storm the floor. It was like, oh, the Tim Miles era had arrived in Lincoln.
Yeah.
There was, I mean, Miles was in the middle of it celebrating, but it was pretty cool. The place was packed. And Nebraska, 2 weeks prior, had gotten just blown out of Columbus, came back and won that game. Now, Ohio State was scuttling at the time, but for Nebraska, who was a 500 team, they finally beat a ranked team. And the students stormed the floor, and I can't remember who I was with. I turned to him and I said, what do you think the World Herald will look like tomorrow? Like, the whole front page of the sports section has to be about basketball. But who gets either the centerpiece or above the fold? Where will they put the Nebraska story for beating a ranked team and storming the floor? Well, rightfully so. Huge picture of Ethan Rogge and Creighton dismantling number 4 Villanova. But it was an incredible day of college basketball in the state 7 years ago today. People still talk about that shooting performance in Philadelphia, and shortly thereafter, the students stormed the floor at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The people that run Pinnacle Bank Arena, there was a big controversy about how they may have ruined the floor because the floor could not withstand the students rushing onto the floor.
And you know who else played in that game?
I may have gone across the street after that game as well in Lincoln and ran into, the head coach.
For real?
But 7 years ago today was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Lincoln, Nebraska. Blue and red Nebraska came together to create maybe the greatest day in the history of college basketball in this state. Not individually, but for the whole state.
Aaron Kraft was in action that night.
Sure he got booed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Those were the days. Remember those moments?
Yeah.
Scott Chandley's in 30 minutes. Big weekend of football upcoming. We've got lots to discuss. We'll talk more about Creighton and Providence tonight. And last night in the Big East, Seton Hall's upset bid, it slipped right through their fingers as Villanova, in a sport that is really based on momentum, college basketball, Villanova was off for 27 days and went back and forth with Seton Hall. Plus, we will talk about some other local-related things, UNO hockey. One last night with 0.2 seconds to go in overtime to sweep a 2-gamer with Colorado College. We've got some football chatter as well as the Big Ten has a new addition today in a key position. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show on this hump day after this in 1620 The Zone.